This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Death. It will impact us all in a strange sort of way, because once you're dead, what matters, right? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. I want to explore death from the standpoint of, you know, obviously being done with Earth, but everything leading up to it. For example, when I was a kid, I thought about death, and it was like, man, I hope I don't die. I just want to live, you know, to accomplish these things and all, whatever. And I remember, I told people this, I remember knowing what age I would be at the turn of the century, and I was thinking to myself at that time, well, I probably won't be dead then, you know, and I didn't even think about what's my life going to be. I had no idea, no idea what it was going to be. I mean, I sort of envisioned things, but you know, I just remember saying, I want to be a millionaire. Then I became that, and I lost it. And it was no big deal. It was like, that wasn't a pursuit. That wasn't what my life was about. I'm probably closer to finding that now than any point in my life, and it's because God tells me, Kevin, get up in the morning and do this show and do these other things. And I do them. It is now the way I make a living, but I don't think of it that way. Think about what I just said, making a living. See, Da Vinci said, while I thought that I was learning how to live, I have been learning how to die. I ask you, are you learning how to live, or are you learning how to die? And the reason why I tell you that is when I was a kid, when I was in my 20s, the last thing I wanted was to die. I was afraid of dying. I remember when I became unafraid of dying, it was really truly the day that I became saved from a Christian point of view. And I said, you know what? We all got to die. It's an eventuality. It can be torturous. It could be easygoing or whatever. But here's the way the body is made. The body is made that even under the worst circumstances, you will go into shock and you will die. Your body goes, this is the end. The body goes into a state where it says, you need to get used to the idea that this is it. And then things start to shut down, and then I'm presuming there's some sort of a calm, and you're done. That's the end of it. The best deaths I've ever heard, a friend of mine, her grandfather died. He was 90-something years old, and she said she had seen him a week or so earlier. They had a great time together. He was jovial. He's, you know, sharp mind. And the next week he died. And as much as I want, I mean, obviously you feel sorry. You don't know what to say. It's like, hey, I'm really sorry. But what really got me was I was like, what a way to go. You know, 90-something, you know, at any point you can go. He was vibrant up until the day of his death, and you can't even be mad about it. It's like, what? He just fell asleep and didn't wake up. No drama, no trauma, no nothing. Wow. I just said, look, I don't mean to rain on your parade here, but if I go, I want to go like your grandpa. I want to go where things are going great. I feel, you know, lively and good. I'm at 90-something years old, and the next day they go, oh, old Kev's gone. It's okay. I go back to what Da Vinci said. While I thought I was learning how to live, I've been learning how to die. Now, that is a profound statement, and you can come from a different perspective. See, we're always talking about how to make a living. Now, nobody would say, hey, so Kevin, how do you make a dying? How do you make a dying? You know how you make a dying? You make a life that's so rich that you don't care about dying. I'm learning how to die. As I got older, as I get older, as I age, I think about how my kids talk about death. I mean, we don't have this discussion very much. It's pretty morbid. But the understanding is we're all going to go. So, and we don't even know when. My grandmother buried her daughter. That's unusual. I could very well bury a son. The point is, we don't know when that time comes. That's what makes life and death so interesting in that respect. But in talking about it, you know, and they have a different perspective than I do, because I'm thinking about it's going to happen. It's coming. They're still at the point of building lives. And it seems counterintuitive to say they're building their lives and I'm building my death. But you know what? I am having a better time building my death than building my life. And no disrespect to everything that's led up to this point. Because when you start building your death, you've come to the realization of who you are and your insignificance in it all. And the only thing you're thinking about is, I mean, you think differently. I mean, I know a lot of you who are out there, you're older than I am. You're thinking about these same things. You're going, I'm on the downhill slide of life in terms of the timeline. Everybody, it's funny, people say, yeah, well, she's dying. No, that person that they're telling you is going to die quicker than you are. So in other words, somebody says, like one of my uncles is going into hospice. We know he's going to die. So people are like, yeah, Uncle Larry's dying. Well, we all are. We just know that his is more imminent. So it takes on a different meaning, but we're all dying. We don't know how. And, you know, it's funny. If I were to say to you, would you want to know how you're going to die? How many of you would? How many of you would want to die? Want to know when you're going to die? I mean, it's funny. I used to think I wanted to live forever. I would no way want to live forever. I know that it's funny to say that now, because as a kid, I was like, man, I want to live forever because I learned so much. Man, I wouldn't want to live forever. Making new friends all the time, watching your friends age out. And you knowing everything and you dealing with, you know, let's say you want to be stuck in the 40. I'm 45 years old or whatever, and I want to be stuck right here because I'm in the prime of my life. And you get smarter and smarter and smarter stuck in your 40s. And everybody else is stupid and you know it. Would you want to live in that world? And watching all the things that would happen, watching multiple presidents and multiple Congress and multiple this or that, multiple crazy ideas. Would you really want to be a part? I wouldn't. I'm telling you right now, I would not wish to live forever. Why am I bringing all this up? Well, Winnie Mandela, she died at the age of 81. Stephen Bochco died the other day. Who did he produce? Like L.A. Law and a couple of shows. One of my friends was in a show he produced that didn't do very well. He's gone. He was iconic in like the 70s or 80s, was he? He's dead. John Mahoney died from Frasier. You remember him? David Ogden Stiers from MASH, he died. A guy that I knew, just basically a temptation, his name is Dennis Edwards. I learned from a friend Dennis died. I was like, what? I just saw Dennis at the airport like two, three years ago. And it's funny you hear people talking when they're in their 70s. You know, I hear people in their 70s talking. They're like, yeah, well, you know, in a year from now. And I'm thinking, man, you're an optimist. Just thinking about death, and I want to talk about it a little bit today in the context of what we discuss each day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's Alfie's results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio show.
I was over at some friend's house the other day. He had a birthday, and they had a little get together. So I'm over there, and they have three daughters, but two of them were there, and they're twins. And one of the twins is dating a kid, and they invited the kid and his mother to this dinner that they were having. And so I got to meet this young girl's boyfriend as well as her, I don't know, potential future mother-in-law. I'm not sure what will happen on it. And so I meet these people. And we were talking. She's a corrections officer. And we were talking about the things that have changed. She says, it's babysitting in the corrections office. She says, now these people get to pick their meals. She says they have food trucks. This is a secure facility. They call it a level 5. They used to call it a supermax. She doesn't work at a suit. They change the name. They don't call it a supermax. But I meet this lady. She says, we now can't reprimand them, punish them, whatever. If they do things wrong, you just have to treat them like. She says, it's so litigious. It's so pro-inmate that it's ridiculous how we now treat these prisoners. It's nothing like Sheriff Joe, you know, and they had to wear pink underwear and that's it. That's all they wore, and they got fed, you know, like a bologna sandwich and all. She goes, not anymore. And just the stories that were told about this, and doing time is not what it used to be. I'll put it to you that way. I was shocked by all of this. And it made me think of leftists, just in general. Leftists are dead men walking. I don't mean in terms of prison. They're on death row and they're awaiting their fate. They are dead men walking. They are dead. They're dead in their souls. And that's why they cause so much problem, so many problems. There's a saying about Puritanism where you're always looking for somebody who's happy that you can make miserable. The left suffer from Puritanism because they don't want you happy. And I can't tell you, I can. So the happiest I've been is when I realized, the realization hit me that, Kevin, you two are going to die one day. Get used to the concept. And also do things that make it to where when you do die, it's not a big deal. You won't feel like you felt about it as a kid. Da Vinci said this. He says, I love those who can smile in trouble and gather strength from distress. Grow brave by reflection. 'Tis the business of little minds to shrink, but they whose heart is firm and whose conscience approves their conduct will pursue their principles unto death. And I was thinking, leftists can never pursue principle. There's always an ulterior motive. There's always something in it for them. Think about any of the policies that these people deal with. There's always something in it for them. Either you're a bone dead, you know, Stepford wife zombie that does what you're told, or you're orchestrating something for your own good. Those are the two definitions of leftists. You're either completely, you know, naive and in denial, or you're orchestrating something evil. Conservatism, in its purest form, is always looking to help. It's never self-righteous. It's never selfish. It's always looking for some to do good. And not to do good because it wants to brag about it, but this conservatism does good because it's for the good of the people. It's for the good of the masses. And there's not even any ability to equivocate on it. You know it's good for you. When a conservative says, I'm doing something for you, one, they aren't being selfish about it. It may benefit them, but it may not. But it's definitely going to benefit those who it means to help. And it's not doing it with the idea that it wants accolades. But, you know, I look at how leftists do these things. They talk about all the charity work they do, and then they brag about it. They put it everywhere what they're doing. The average person doesn't care. Because let me tell you something. At the end of the day, you're going to die. And your works will have been technically insignificant. I mean, don't misunderstand me. We do good things because it makes you feel good to know that you've done something good in the world, okay? But at the end of it, when you're on your deathbed, no matter how many great things that you've done with your life, I don't believe anybody sums it up and goes, I was such a great person. I was such a great man. I was such a great woman. You may wish for a little more time so you could say goodbye to somebody that you missed, or you know you're going to miss something that you enjoyed in life. But if you've done it right, you're really looking for that something else. And why am I focused on this today? I don't have any idea. I really don't. When I was putting together this show, I just started thinking about life and death. And I was thinking about how liberals die. How they die. Maya Angelou said this. She says, if we lose love and self-respect for each other, this is how we finally die. And it made me think, the liberals, that is the way that they are walking dead. They are walking dead. They are so mired in self. They are so caught up in what they own and who they are and all these different things that define them. I think of, how would a George Clooney take it if he weren't mentioned every day in the tabloids and suddenly he was in obscurity? Nobody noticed him in the airport or at a restaurant or whatever. How would he take it? How would the Beyonce and Jay-Z handle obscurity? I don't have an answer, but I'll tell you this. I don't think they'd handle it very well. The lady I was talking about it at my friend's house. She finds out I was, you know, because my friends are, oh, Kevin's on Fox. And she says, I can't believe I'm actually having dinner with a celebrity. And I just cracked up laughing. I said, ma'am, with all due respect, no, you're not having dinner with a celebrity. You're having dinner with a very ordinary guy. And I appear on the TV, and you can pull it up on YouTube. Wow. How profound. It's nothing. I promise you, it's nothing. She's putting her life on the line, working in a what used to be called a supermax facility, a level 5 penitentiary. She's telling me stories about these ladies that she deals with. She says, they're bigger than I am, stronger than I am. Says these are, you know, a guy, she said, a male guard, got kicked in the head, and it ended his career. Kicked in the head by an inmate. What kind of kick was that? Yeah, that dude must have been a martial artist. Ruined his career. He had to retire, forced retirement, on disability. Headaches still, things like that. Anyway, they're dead men walking the left, and I think part of me just feels really bad for them because they don't know how to live. And there's no respite in their dying. I bet you they dread it. I bet you Clooney dreads, you know, the idea that he's going to leave all this stuff, all these accolades behind when, you know, it's finally his time. And look, I don't know what the lesson is here. It's just something that hit my heart, so I decided to share it with you. Probably boring radio, but it just, for me, it's something that I think, and maybe it's just overwhelming want to change people and have them look at things differently and see the light. I mean, I'm no evangelist, but maybe that's what it is. I don't know. We'll find out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, talking about time. I see time differently now than I did before. Time is really relative, and it's a fun thing to talk, to consider. You know what I mean? You can alter time. You can alter the way things, you see it, the way it feels to you. For example, when my sons are playing video games, time flies. But if you ask them to go do a chore, it moves glacially slow. I remember when I had a summer job. And I'd have to go to work, and we'd start doing something like clipping seedling so we could clear a field. And it seemed like 30 minutes would go by. I'm not kidding you. It seemed like I'd been working 3 hours. But if I was swimming or doing baseball or something fun, time clock was just completely altered. Think about just that from a perception standpoint, that the same amount of time can feel like hours or days when it's something in your mindset that you don't want to do or you do want to do. Depending upon how you alter your perception of it can make your time better or worse. You could find somebody that's lived 30 years under that circumstance and their lives will be drudgery. Say, for example, you were imprisoned at the age of 18 and you spent 12 years in prison looking at walls, you may have lived to be 150 in terms of how your mind interprets. Or you could be 120 years old and time is just, you know, everything in your outlook in your life is fun and you feel like everything has flown by. It's so, I mean, time as a construct is so interesting. And I'm telling you, I could go so deep into this subject, I could dominate it. And it would blow, we would just blow our minds talking about this. By the way, if you do want to contact me, kjradio.com or 844-551-8255. I'm curious what people think about time. Doing time. Making time. We have lots of things that revolve around the subject. The Bible says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And I was talking about that in the context of, as a kid, I felt like I was going to live forever. As an adult, and certainly on the other side of 40, you start going, I know I'm not going to live forever. And those two different perceptions are what dictate how you use your time. Do you think you're being more efficient? Do you find yourself sometimes saying things like this? Like, man, you know, I might as well pay somebody to do these things that I don't want to do every day because it's a waste of my time. Cleaning. It's a waste of your time. Would you rather spend 2-3 hours cleaning your house? I mean, unless you're just into cleaning. Would you rather spend 2-3 hours doing that or throwing a softball with your grandbaby, your granddaughter, or baseball, or football, or catching a movie with your wife or your husband or whatever, doing something that you really want to do, finding a new restaurant, doing a new adventure. I'll give you that choice. Pick whatever you want on A and compare it to cleaning your house for 3 hours. And you say to yourself, the house has to be cleaned. And I agree. You know, I don't want to live in filth. But I'm going to tell you something. If the choice is between me spending $100 to somebody to spend that 3 hours cleaning or me go out and doing something, you know, with, I mean, in other words, I'll pay to have somebody clean and I'll go do something else. And it may cost me $200 because, I'll, you know, it may cost me to go out and do something. I think I'd rather spend the $200 that way as opposed to saving it and spending 3 hours cleaning my house to look at my house at the end of it and go, well, the house is clean. Now, you may say, oh, Kevin, you're a grub. I bet your place is really... No, I clean the house. But you know when I clean it? When I'm doing other stuff. Like if I'm watching TV, I'll go ahead and clean. Because then I'm doing double duty and I'm still having fun, right? But you can't always get away with that. I love how... And I'm going to get this wrong, but the Bible says something along the lines of this. There's a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, time to die, time to plant, a time to sow... time to kill, a time to heal, to tear down, to build, to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, to scatter stones, to gather them, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search, a time to give up, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to mend, a time to be silent, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, a time for peace. You get it? There's a time for everything. And every one of those things encapsulates what life is about. And all of it differs. That's the cool thing about time. It is so moving in terms of, you know, it's amorphous. It's a matter of everybody's perspective. I want to talk about this with respect to kind of a funny subject, divorce. They say the divorce numbers are up. And so there's a time to marry, there's a time to divorce. Seems like it is these days. Divorce numbers are up, employment numbers are up. And that's what they're blaming on. They're saying there's a correlation between employment and divorce. Yeah, wonderful news that the employment number has risen. Something to be celebrated, right? But what are the dangers of employment? And what's funny, it's going to harken you back to the days in the 1950s when women didn't work as much. Divorce rate over 50% in the country on first-time marriages. Worse for subsequent marriages. And they say the leading cause of divorce, employment. A guy wrote a book called Quit Your Job. And he makes the case that, you know what, it's actually causing you grief. Now, feminists wouldn't say this, and I don't know whether it's men working or women working. You know what I mean? I mean, are you going to, if men stop working and become house dads or house husbands, does that help? Or is it the other way around? Should we go back to the old days where the woman stayed home and, you know, she played, you know, little mom? But here's what the reason why they say this. They say the communication goes down when two people work. How can a couple have good communication when the average couple is alone? Their alone time is 19 minutes per day because of employment. Do you spend 19 minutes a day? I mean, you guys not married, but you spend 19 minutes. What about you? They said, then it impacts your sex life. You spend 19 minutes a day, you know, kind of speaks for itself, right? That's the only time you got with mama. It's not good for the family. The next thing is money. Not the abundance of it, but the lack of it. Believe it or not, two people working in this day and time doesn't mean you're having financial success. It could very well mean you're having financial strife. Maybe you're not controlling your spending. The left love this, by the way. They, you know, the financial strife is what they create. It would make me say to myself, is it really, because now we're back to causation and correlation, is it really that employment is the reason for divorce? Maybe it's the habits that you've gained through leftism that says, I can spend whatever I make. I remember when people used to live within the means of one income. I mean, comfortably so. Husband worked, father worked, mom spit out the kids. You know, took them to school, sometimes homeschooled them, whatever. She was a seamstress. She sewed clothes. She cooked from scratch. Food was cheaper because she made everything. They ate leftovers, whatever. They were a strong family unit because they ate together, prayed together, et cetera, et cetera. So is it really employment that's doing it, or is it the lifestyle change? Is it the fact that everybody wants something and everything's much more expensive and everybody's trying to keep up with the Joneses? I don't know. I can't speak to one or the other, but I know this. When Dad got home in that nuclear family, Mom had, you know, took his shoes off, got him paper. He spent a few minutes by himself kind of decompressing. And Mom made sure he was happy and excited. You know, hey, let's just let Dad decompress. Kept the kids away from him. Then Dad got, you know, up and maybe mingled around a little bit. Gives Mama a little hug and says, hey, let me help out in the kitchen. Whatever, I don't know. Maybe he goes out with the kid and throws the softball, the baseball, the football, whatever, the frisbee. Played with the dog. Did a couple of chores around the house. The family then came in. They sat around the table. They prayed before the meal. Ate the meal, thanked Mom for it, thanked God for it, you know, before and after. Then they sat around, watched a little TV or played a game or something. I mean, really, is that it? Is that the, that's a horrible fate for people according to the left. Hey, there's another thing that comes from working, two people working, at least according to this author, infidelity. The number one place women have an affair is at work. The number one place that men have an affair is at work. Yeah, so they say you got to recognize the danger of working. Well, it's not the danger of working. It's the danger of a lifestyle that means everybody's got to go to work. I mean, a woman could be at home and have an affair. She's got lots of free time and she doesn't have kids. But, you know, we tended to occupy ourselves in the old days with the things that we felt mattered. Now what matters is chasing that buck, because you got a certain amount of time to live that life, man, to get that part of, you know, make a living, you know, reach the stars or whatever you're trying to do. Maybe people should think more about what's going to be on the other side of that. Spend a little bit more time thinking about the dying.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So black people think they have it bad in America, but there's a caste system around the world that's enslaved approximately 250 million people, almost more people than the entire United States. And let me just tell you a quick story. So in India, they're rioting, and 8 people died in 3 Indian states because tens of thousands of lower caste Indians demonstrated against the Supreme Court ruling that these lower caste Indians say dilutes their protections for what's known as the Dalit community. Now, this is the Dalit community in India are the low class people. Consider them, just for the sake of this discussion, to put it in some sort of a perspective. This is 1860s America, and the Dalits would be considered blacks. They would be the slaves. Now, they're not technically slaves because they get paid for their work. But India has what's called a caste system. And if you are an undesirable, if you're born into this system, I don't care if you're the best looking, you're an athlete, you're whatever you are, you cannot hang out with the aristocrats. It doesn't matter how well you achieve in life. So LeBron James, for example, he could be the best basketball player in the world. These Indians would look at him like, so what? He's lower caste, which is lower class. But we can see people like LeBron James is a perfect example. He's a low-class Negro, okay? Nobody cares about LeBron James and hanging out with him. This dude is slime. Just being honest with you. He is. He's a slimy guy. But he's rich. So he can achieve. He can buy a house, live in the best neighborhoods, even hang out with some of the people that he probably wouldn't hang out with him if he was broke. There are many people that are hanging out with LeBron James right now, I promise you, that wouldn't give that Negro the time of day if he didn't have millions of dollars. Or, you know, the ability to dunk a basketball, you know, or whatever he does in the sport. You take away that, and he's just another dude walking the streets dumber than a box of rocks. Anyway, protesters in India, they did a normal protest. They started out peaceful, but then they started blocking traffic. They forced shops to close. And in 10 states, they raised all holy heck over the idea that this Supreme Court ruling effectively made the caste system even worse for this Dalit community. In Punjab, this has the highest percentage of what they would call low-class Indians, most of the Dalit population. Well, these protesters pretty much shut down the state. They forced the government to halt public transportation. They closed banks, education system, postponed high school boards, exams, things like that. Now, what's cool about the Dalit population in India is if you happen to be bright, if you are getting good education and you break through and get to come to America, all bets are off. You're no longer a product of the government and the caste system. You now are free to rise through society. And these guys would give anything to come to this country. So that's what's going on in India right now. Now, just to give you a little bit more information on the caste system, the Dalits are the bottom rung. I remember when I was growing up, my grandparents would say, well, in the end of days, the bottom rung will rise to the top, meaning black people were going to be on top, and we would know that it's the end of days. So my grandmother, she was still alive. She would see, she was alive under Obama. She saw the election of Obama as a sure sign that the world is coming to an end, which it doggone came very close with him, didn't it? But she sees that as black people rising from the bottom to the top. That's how blacks would have seen the election of Obama. That's why many of those old school blacks elected that clown. But anyway, that's what we're talking about here. So the Dalits were the lower end of the caste system. Now, the higher caste Indians consider these Dalits impure. They aren't even allowed to enter certain people's homes. They can't come in the temples of the upper caste community. People won't share their utensils with them. They are truly ostracized. Now, understand, this is not the only community that does this. Caste-based discrimination is in hundreds of millions of people around the world, estimated at about 250 million folks, according to the World Conference Against Racism, Human Rights Watch. They issued a 60-page report on caste discrimination, and they called it, the title of the report was Caste Discrimination, a Global Concern. And it focuses on the Dalits, these so-called untouchables of Southeast Asia. Now, part of it, to be honest with you, is the fault of the indigenous population, because they did practice things that, you know, incest and things like this, and they sort of brought things on themselves to a degree. But we've evolved to the point where, you know, you shouldn't be held down by your caste. But anyway, in Southeast, when we're talking about Southeast Asia, we're talking about Nepal. I told people, if you want to see poverty, go to Nepal. If you want to see poverty, go to Bangladesh. So Nepal, Bangladesh, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan. And the Japanese have a group of people called the Buraku that are the caste, the lower caste of Japanese society. In Nigeria, it's the Osu. Okay, a tribe called the Osu. Certain groups within Senegal and Mauritania who also have caste systems. The prominence of this caste system is generally around what they call the South Asian diaspora. And so that it is widely known, widely practiced. Now, you'll hear people talk about black folks in America not being able to get ahead. You got the president of the United States, a black man. You have at one point, two attorneys generals who were ahead of the entire Justice Department in this country. You got people, black leading, all kinds of things, and we're talking about a caste system that doesn't even exist in our country because knuckleheads want you to believe it, but a legitimate caste system where people, you can't even tell the difference. If you see a Dalit, you can't tell a Dalit from an upper class other than dress. If you just put them in a picture, you wouldn't know one from the other. But they're discriminated against. All because of family. So you can talk to me about apartheid in South Africa. You can talk to me about segregation in the United States and all these other things. But the fact of the matter is there's more of this happening around the world in places like I just described, the South Asian diaspora, and nobody's saying a word. Nobody's ringing the alarm bell. So let me give you an example of how it works and what can happen. So on August the 6th of 2001, in Uttar Pradesh, that's a state in India, an upper caste Brahmin boy and a lower caste Jat girl were taken to the roof of a house, publicly hanged by members of their own families as hundreds of spectators looked on. Now, we talk about Muslims with respect to honor killings. This is the Indian equivalent of an honor killing, where an upper-class Brahmin boy and this Jat girl were taken to the roofs of their houses, the roof of a house, and both families, the upper class and the lower class, said, hang them. They hung their children as hundreds of people looked on. The public lynching was punishment because they refused to stop what they call an inter-caste relationship. Now, despite many occurrences of these kind of crimes, the Indian government says, we're just going to make this an internal matter, leave it alone. They don't want to talk about it. The Indian government, and look, I'm a fan of India in many ways. You know, they send intelligent people to the United States. They for all intents and purposes, these are very studious people. They know what they want in the turnaround of India. But they have these archaic laws just like the Muslims in some cases. Now, you're not going to hear of this happening in the United States. That's the difference. Muslims will still continue their honor killings in the United States. The caste system disappears in the U.S. because these Dalit kids or Jat kids can get ahead in America and they can break the caste. You can't do it in India. I want to put America in perspective for you is what I'm getting at. I want you to understand that if you can get to here, it doesn't matter what offensive thing that's occurring. Generally speaking, it doesn't matter what offensive thing is occurring in your homeland. You are now under American law, American customs and culture, the American Constitution, and people will back it. Can you imagine if a neighborhood found out that two intercaste kids were dating and their families wanted to kill them? We would stop that instantaneously. It would not happen. I mean, for the most part, there wouldn't be hundreds of onlookers going, hey, no problem, let's look at the hanging of the lynching. But you have governments around the world trying to stop you from knowing this stuff. And what really cracks me up is while all these celebrities will go out and find the issue du jour, they will overlook these types of things. They don't care about these stories. They will pretend that they can help black people in America by coming, making us more equal, if you will. And they ignore these types of stories. I say to Hollywood, you need to wake up. And I say to other leftists, you need to understand the real discrimination in this world.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.